Amen. Okay, Dennis Rivers is a writer, teacher, computer programmer, and peace activist who currently lives in San Anselmo in the Bay Area. For many years, he lived in Santa Barbara and taught communication skills at the Santa Barbara Community Counseling Center. Now in his 70s, like many of us, he stays busy by editing several large peace, spirituality, and ecology websites, including a virtual online library focused on liberation theology. It's supposed to be the biggest go-to site on the whole internet for liberation theology. He is, in fact, my one and only web guru, having been generous in helping me with the creation and maintenance of our website, wordandlife.us, and several others that I managed to put together for nonprofits here in Santa Barbara. Dennis received his MA in Interpersonal Communication and Human Development from the Vermont College Graduate Program, kind of late, 1997, after studying sociology and religious studies at UC Santa Barbara and theology at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley. He's a perpetual student. While at UCSB in the 1970s and 80s, Dennis had the extraordinary good fortune to study under the guidance of Ramon Panikkar, one of the 20th century's most inspiring philosophers of interfaith dialogue. In recent years, Dennis has been closely associated with the eco-philosopher Joanna Macy and her work to encourage creative resilience and compassionate resistance in relation to industrial civilization run suicidally amok. Dennis's books and edited collections include The Geometry of Dialogue, The Seven Challenges Communication Skills Workbook, Prayer Evolving, A Change of Heart, which is an interfaith guide to conscientious objection, and most recently, Turning Toward Life, an exploration of reverence for life as a spiritual path. Today he will explore the notion of sacred, which occurs throughout Stephen Dynan's book, Sacred America, Sacred World, but whose meaning the author seems to leave implicit rather than explicit. There are many dimensions to this issue, and I'm so happy that we have Dennis here to share his insights with us. Now, we'll welcome him with our usual blessing, but let me mention, if you have a cell phone, this is a good time to switch it to quiet.